Hello and welcome back to the next installment of Lewy Body and Mindful Caregiving. I'm Crystal Jakowski, and as always, I am really glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're taking this time to learn, to breathe, to feed your soul, to remember that you're not alone. This is the second of a four-part series that I am doing, and it has to do with not taking anything personally from Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements. But before I dive into that, I always start with self-care. And self-care this week was I got to talk with my grandson again. And together we read this book called Fable Haven. And he reads for 20 minutes to me. And then I pick up and finish the chapter. And sometimes go into the next chapter. And he fell asleep while I was reading to him. He lives in Arizona. And so at the end of it, I was like, oh my gosh. And I tried to start a conversation with him about the book, and he was out. He was absolutely out. I texted his dad, and his dad went and covered him up with a blanket so that he could just sleep. It was sweet. Just made my grandma heart so happy, you can tell. This episode, the second part, the second agreement is don't take anything personally. And this is so huge. This one has been like so transformative with my mom and her dementia. It has been crazy to sit back and watch, to learn, to apply this concept to my mom and her dementia. Don Miguel Ruiz, he says basically that whatever anybody else is saying or doing in your direction, it's not aimed at you. It is a projection of their own experience. It is not an intentional upset, an intentional hurt. It is literally just their reality. And that you do not have to take any of that on. Their opinions, their actions, their frustrations, you don't have to take any of them on. Don't take it personally, which is really cool and beautiful, because take a moment and think of your loved one. Think of the last time that you were upset by something that happened with them in this experience. And then take a moment to step back and look at that and ask yourself, were they intentionally trying to hurt me? Were they intentionally trying to upset me? The majority of the time, it is going to be that they are upset and frustrated and confused and angry, and they don't know how to deal with it. They do not have the faculties and the ability to sift through all of the emotions along with the loss of their mind and their memories to work through what is happening to them. Their inability to drive, the loss of their independence, the fact that they feel isolated and alone, because where is everyone? I don't remember my daughter. Like, where's my daughter? Even though the daughter is sitting right in front of you. Now, my mom has not forgotten me. I want to make that clear. But I'm sure that I know that there are a lot of people out there whose loved one has forgotten them. That's not intentional. They didn't want to forget you. They didn't want to forget the wonderful experiences that you had together. They didn't want to forget the love and the life that they got to share with you. There's no intention behind that. Do not take it personally. Do not apply that meaning to it, that, oh, they don't like me anymore. As hard as that is, as hard as it is, when they accuse you of something, don't take it personally. They're not actually accusing you. They're confused. They don't remember anything. Where is that stuff? Where's my mac and cheese? You haven't had mac and cheese in years. Whatever that thing is. With my mom, she used to correct me. When I would ask my husband to do something on my behalf, she would say, please and thank you, and make sure that I was using my manners. And I was so annoyed so many times because, don't correct me. I'm an adult. I'm an adult. I asked my husband to do that for me. Please. Okay, I get it. So my mom was a stickler on this. She really, really wanted me to use that. My mom no longer uses please and thank you with me. She'll say, Crystal, you need to take care of that. And I reply with, are you asking me to do that? And she'll reply with, well, if you don't, ABC. She doesn't say please and thank you anymore. She just says, do it. Take care of it. Now, the first time she did this, I came home and I was so frustrated. And I looked at my husband and I told him what happened. And he said, don't take it personally. It's right there on the fridge. Don't take it personally. And I was so annoyed with him in that moment. I was so frustrated. But then I sat with it. He's right. Don't take it personally. My mom was telling me to take care of that thing as her caregiver, not as her loved one. She wasn't trying to be mean. She wasn't trying to be rude. She just, there you go. I need you to do that. Okay. You got it. I will take care of it. Yes, I will ask her, are you asking me to do that? I don't correct her with say please and thank you. I don't want to treat her like a little kid, but I do make sure that she understands that I want her to ask me. She's never going to ask me. That's kind of my own boundary. It's my way of kind of being like, slightly passive aggressive. She doesn't hear it. I should probably stop it, but it makes me feel better. And because it makes me feel better and it's not really doing any harm by saying, are you asking me to do that? I'm going to keep doing it. It makes me feel a little bit better bringing her awareness to that. And I also then recognize, don't take it personally. Don't take it personally. You are her daughter. You are her caregiver. She loves you. She is struggling. She is really having a difficult time right now. She is really lonely. She's really tired. She's scared. She wants companionship and friendship. I totally understand that. I get that. And I think if I was looking for companionship and friendship, I might do something that's a little off or weird too. I might be a little cranky too. And the sad thing is that I might be cranky at the very people that I want to spend time with, but it's okay because, because I'm understanding that and I'm not taking it personally. When they accuse you of stealing your underwear, when they accuse you of stealing their sewing machine, when they accuse you of not doing this or that, when they say that your family isn't there, their mind is going, give them a little bit of extra love and compassion. Give yourself some extra love and compassion and don't take the upset on. This is their experience. This is their reality. It's their frustration. You hear in school when there's a bully and they're like, well, they just want people to hurt as much as they do. Kind of makes sense here. They kind of want people to hurt the way they do, be confused the way they do, because it is so upsetting and frustrating, but they don't mean to hurt anyone. They don't mean to upset you. They don't mean to hurt your heart. They're just stuck in a body that is not working for them anymore. And that's really upsetting and frustrating. When you take a pause, when you feel yourself starting to get angry and frustrated or disappointed or upset, whatever that is, remind yourself it's not personal. Even when they are yelling directly at you and calling you names and telling you horrible things, it's not personal. You did not do those things. You love them. You get to be there. And maybe mentally you look at all of those accusations and you let them fly right past you so that you can stay calm in that moment. And then you get to be impeccable with your word instead of saying something that you will regret later. You let all those darts fly and let them get that frustration out. And maybe you ask them questions. Yeah, tell me about it. Gosh, that's really upsetting. Tell me more. I want to know. Or maybe there's a song that they really love and you can sing that song to them and help calm them down, or play that song for them on your phone or whatever it is. Find ways that you can help calm them down, recognizing that their upset is not directly aimed at you. It may seem like it because they are calling your name and they are talking directly to you. It's not them. It's the disease that is talking. And this disease is mean. It is just mean. The disease is the bully on the playground that you really wish you could give a whole bunch of extra love and care to, because man, they've got to have a rough life at home if they're acting that way. So, first one, be impeccable with your word. Second one is don't take anything personally. It's a challenge, but you can do it. Thanks for being here, and come back for the next episode in this four-part series of tips to help you make it through. Till next time, take care.